Message number 651. The family unit and the destruction of it will be at the root of everything. Sunday, December 23, 2012 at 03:30 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, many of those sacred servants of mine are to face a terrible challenge. This will be one which will convince them to take one of two separate paths. It will be up to each by his own free will as to which path he must choose. For the abomination will make itself known shortly. Many of my sacred servants will not be immediately aware of what is happening at first. It will only be when they read letters given to them from those in high places that they will find difficulty. Those who uphold my holy word given to man through the gift of the Holy Bible will be challenged and urged to accept amendments. These amendments will be given to them and they will be expected to swallow them and accept them as the truth. They amount to one thing. They will urge those holy sacred servants of mine to accept tolerance of sin. They will be told that God is an ever-merciful God and that He loves everyone. Yes, this part is true. But then they will be instructed to condone laws which are an abomination in my eyes. The family unit and the destruction of it will be at the root of everything. Others will be asked to accept a new type of ceremony which will replace the Mass and the presence of my Holy Eucharist. It will be deemed as an all-inclusive move to join all Christians and other religions as one. This will be the beginning of the end. The day the daily sacrifices of the Mass are cut will be the beginning of all events to unfold as foretold to John the Evangelist. It will be the time of the rise of the beast and his influence will be great. He will win over the hearts and souls of many priests. His aim is to stop all masses and to desecrate the Holy Eucharist. He already does this through black masses held in many Catholic churches. The core of disloyal servants is plotting against my church and they will mislead many. Be alert. Open your eyes and beg me for the strength you are going to need in order to stand up against this vile and wicked plan. This battle within my church on earth will be vicious priest against priest, bishop against bishop, cardinal against cardinal. Let it be known that those amongst you, my sacred servants who know me and love me, I will lead you. I will guide you. I will give you the strength to deal with these enemies of God. You are not alone. You must never listen to lies given or presented to you in my holy name. Only you know the truth in your hearts. Listen to your heart. Remain loyal to all that you have been told is the law of God. If you are presented with anything which seems to be in contradiction of my teachings, then you must turn your back. Your Jesus.